harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 87. Perhaps better than a Thanksgiving meal itself is getting to eat it all again the next day. My family usually makes some sort of turkey soup with the bones, and I highly recommend trying it out. But that is not the recipe we are going to explore today. When I was too young to remember the specifics of where and when this happened, I came across a sandwich that I think about fairly regularly to this day. It was basically an entire Thanksgiving meal in sandwich form. I remember it was warm turkey with a cranberry chutney and gravy on bread made with pumpkin or sweet potato. It was one of the best things I've ever had. And still, this is not the recipe we are going to talk about today, though it's definitely a point of inspiration. This is my idea for a Thanksgiving bagel sandwich the day after. You'll need cream cheese, bagels of your choice, but I would definitely recommend everything bagels, leftover homemade cranberry sauce with whole berries, chunks or slices of turkey, sprouts or arugula, and optionally, a slice of sharp white cheddar cheese, and gravy. First, you're going to mix equal parts cranberry sauce and cream cheese until it's smooth. I imagine this will work with canned cranberry sauce, but the texture will be slightly looser than a whole berry sauce. If you like gravy, reheat some in a skillet and warm the pieces of turkey in it, giving them a nice juicy coating. Toast your bagel and smear with the cranberry cream cheese. Then layer on your gravy-laden turkey, sprouts or arugula, and the optional slice of cheese. Enjoy the explosion of holiday flavor in a single bite. These recipes can be found online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you would like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in